This is episode number 2210 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 16th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, I'm sorry to bore you all with this, but it's official. Kravis got married yesterday in Santa Barbara at the courthouse.
Got married at the courthouse on a Sunday, huh?
This time for the reals, on the steps of a downtown courthouse.
No, it was the steps, okay.
With few people to witness, except for possible drones. namely, Court's grandmother and Travis's father, plus all the bodyguards that were witnesses as well.
And, of course, the paparazzi, because there's pictures online. So.
Yeah, and her little mini skirt wedding dress. Jeez. We understand this one's for real, as opposed to their fake wedding last month in Vegas.
Well, it was a practice wedding.
That was their pre-gaming.
It was their pre-gaming. They didn't have a marriage license, but they had the Elvis. So why not? Right.
Yeah, so he went in Vegas. Hmm. They didn't invite him to the wedding, obviously.
Elvis? This time, no.
No.
But when you said it was at a courthouse in downtown Santa Barbara, I'm thinking, like, what judge is going to show up on a Sunday to marry them? But they got married on the steps, so I was like, they've just brought their own officiant, I'm sure. Because I'm thinking, like, no judge, I don't care who you are. No judge is going to get up and marry people on Sunday at a courthouse, especially in Santa Barbara, of all places.
Well, he wore a black tux. She wore a white dress that was cut short.
Short.
And they took off in a classic caddy convertible lowrider.
Now, I saw that. It was black.
Yeah.
It was actually very cool.
It was a pretty cool car.
Like a 65, maybe younger or older, I mean.
Out of the whole thing that happened, that was the cool part about
it. That was the cool part. It was a convertible.
That's what I liked about it.
It was like a lowrider thing. Yeah.
The rest of it, I could care, you know, whatever.
Well,
who cares?
It was just a minor little ceremony so they could say they got married. I don't know why they got married. Why do they have to get married? I mean, it's like,
Well, because their wedding ceremony is going to be in Italy.
Okay, so, I guess you get married here.
And I don't.
Or at least get your license here, right?
Yeah. Most of the time you get married here in the States.
And then you go over there.
If you're citizens, you get married here.
Ah, that makes sense.
And then you go over there and have your...
You have your fling.
Think Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Well, Kanye and Kim got married in Italy. Drew Scott, Jonathan's not married yet, got married somewhere.
Scotland,
right?
Yeah.
So
it would be nowhere else but Scotland. They're
destination
very
weddings only for the rich and famous.
Castles and such.
On the next Kardashians. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, they had a few days ago, they hosted what appeared to be a wedding shower.
Ah, that should have been the tip-off.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, who's not going to be in Italy is Scott Disick. That's my guess, anyway. I don't think he's going to be in Italy.
Oh, you know, don't be surprised. Well, don't be surprised if he's invited.
Well, for sure, it's going to be televised. You know, it will be filmed for Kardashians.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
That's the way this whole family works. Uh-huh. Not a damn thing happens there without a camera. And I'm a little worried about some of the stuff that does happen without a camera.
Well, you know, leave it to Goopy Goop to do something. All right, so Goop, the website, posted a photo of its new disposable diaper, the Diapie, or Diapiere, which costs $120 for a pack of 12.
What? That's $10 a diaper.
Now, Goop described the diaper on Instagram as lined with virgin alpaca wool.
Oh, God.
Fastened with amber gemstones.
Oh, my God.
Known for their ancient emotional cleansing properties, which all babies need, of course.
Emotional cleansing properties.
The timing of its launch feels off due to the current baby formula shortage.
Yeah, there's a big shortage of baby formula.
Yeah, so naturally, people got pissed.
Well, yeah, of course they did. $10 for a disposable diaper?
Well, evidently, though, that was precisely the point.
Oh?
So Gwyneth, Goopy herself, posted a video Thursday revealing that the diapier was fake and meant to anger people to draw their attention to another issue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what problem is that?
Taxing diapers in 33 states as a luxury item instead of an essential.
Wow.
Which would absolutely piss me off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like
luxury item.
Yeah, well, you got to pay sales tax. I don't know if it's here in California.
Luxury diapers are a luxury item.
Well, I guess I don't know.
Good night.
Yeah, I mean, in California, I know you pay sales tax on diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because they're not an edible.
But okay? but taxing them as a luxury item. Yeah. Just...
Yeah. Well.
A luxury to have diapers.
Yeah. Mm. What luxury? What a
so,
luxury.
So, oh, and the $120 price tag for the fictional diaper is because that's what the diaper tax could cost families.
Oh,
annually.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Well, they did something nice there. Goop did something nice. Though, I can't believe that they actually thought people would fall for a disposable diaper with made from alpaca wool.
Well... Here's my thought on this.
Yeah.
Is that while that was their explanation for doing it, I think they were probably testing too.
No, they weren't testing. They weren't testing.
And the funny thing is, I bet you Dollar to Donuts they got a few orders for it.
Oh, they probably did. Yeah, they probably did because people be silly.
People be crazy.
And they like that Goop site. They like that site over there, Goop. They think their life is going to be empowered.
You know, if you got
enriched.
Nothing better to do with your money than buying virgin wool, alpaca
diapers, she's just going to throw
jewel
away.
Jewel encrusted.
So, how many diapers does a normal baby go through in a day? Is it 10? Is it 10 diapers?
Well, it
when
depends
they're
little?
On. Yeah, I mean,
it depends on how much they're pooping.
Well,
really.
Yeah, but they poop a lot. Babies poop a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be 10. Could be 8.
No.
Could be.
Can you imagine spending $120 a day on diapers? I mean, I can't imagine spending $6 a gallon on gas, but we're doing it. there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
So I can't tie Halle Berry into this story at all. I'm just trying to figure that one out. I'm thinking, you know, when you first started talking about diapers, I thought, are these adult diapers or are these baby diapers? So it's like, because, you know.
Well,
we come into the world wearing diapers. It looks like we're going to go out of the world wearing diapers.
Go out of the world. Yes, so, we start. That's why they call it sunrise sunset.
There you go. Halle Berry, have a nice day. We're not going to talk about your diapers. How's that? More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.